Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on living in perilous times was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
But you know what? This is what's behind everything. It doesn't have to necessarily be totally demonic. It doesn't have to be something that is just vile and repulsive. But you take something that is bringing glory to God, Satan just cannot stand God to be exalted. He was envious of that. His whole sin was envy against God, according to Isaiah 14, 13, and 14. And when he sees God glorified, this is the reason that demons cry out and leave when there's true praise and worship. You can see that in Scripture, where Elisha did that and David played and the evil spirit left Saul. Satan cannot stand God to be worshipped because he is an egomaniac and he is just so wrapped up in himself, he makes a very small package. And he is just eat up with self. And because of this, this is the reason that when Easter comes along, and you may disagree with that and what I'm about to say, and I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. This isn't one of my major planks in my doctrine, but I do believe it's true. And you're entitled to your opinion, but I'm not going to agree with you or we'd both be wrong. But one of the reasons I believe that we've got the Easter bunny and all of the Easter eggs and all of the trappings is because we are worshiping God, talking about things that bring people to God and focusing on that. And Satan, instead of just popping up with red horns and a pitchfork and a pointed tail, he'll bring up a cute little bunny and get people to think about Easter. Anything that takes their attention away from focusing on God. And so at Christmas time, instead of worshiping God in these wonderful carols that focus everybody's attention on God, let's bring their attention to a fat man in a red suit who visits every house in the world in one night and flying reindeer. And well, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, you know, I'm not against all that. I'm not one of these guys that's a Santa Claus hater, but I'm saying it just it draws people's attention away from God, and that's characteristic of the devil. Satan has always been jealous of God getting the attention, and he will do anything to take people's attention away from God. He is just an egomaniac. And when he begins to start gaining inroad into people's lives, they become like their father, the devil. And when people are self-centered, when it's all about them, when they are living for themselves, when it is promote yourself, stab somebody in the back, do what you got to do. It's the survival of the fittest. You're reflecting the nature of the devil. God is just the opposite. God Almighty humbled himself and came down here manifesting a humility that nobody would have expected to be characteristic of God. We would have expected God to come down here and display his majesty, arrive on a space shuttle, do something dramatic. Caesar should have known about it. The whole world should have known that God came to earth. And yet God did it in such a humble way. He announced it to shepherds, people that were nobodies. He came to a poor couple and manifest. He was born in a stable. He could have lived in a palace. God could have done all of those things. Jesus said of himself, I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Matthew chapter 11. Jesus humbled himself. When he healed a man, he conveyed himself away so that the people wouldn't recognize him and stuff. He did it just because he loved that man and wanted to minister to him. He didn't do it to get the attention of everybody. God is a humble God. It doesn't compute. But God is humble. He told us to deny ourselves. It's in losing our life that we find our life. Satan is into self-promotion, self-love. The very first thing that he mentions is men will be lovers of themselves. And brothers and sisters, I am not dumping on you. I praise God that you're here. Man, you came out on a Thursday night. I appreciate it. You're the cream of the crop. You aren't the nod to God crowd that just shows up on Sunday morning. You're the fanatics, or you were drugged here by a fanatic. I'm not critical of you, but I can guarantee you our society is so dominated by self-love and self-promotion that it has affected the people here on a Thursday night. We are more selfish, self-centered, thinking about ourselves than what God ever intended us to be. And the problem is that the Scripture says that they comparing themselves by themselves and measuring themselves among themselves are not wise. And you know what? Christians are falling for this all of the time. And our television, the news media, all of the things that are going on are just, it is so ungodly. It is so self-serving. It is so self-promoting that we see it over and over and over and over millions and millions and millions of times. And without recognizing it, we have adopted that selfish, self-serving, self-focused attitude. And even the people right here are being influenced by this and being dominated by it. And I believe that it is the root of everything else that's in this list that he's going to mention. You are not the center of the universe. The world does not exist to serve you. People say, well, I got rights. Your rights end at the end of your nose. You hadn't got a right that makes me and everybody else serve you. And yet in our society today, man, we've got the tail wagging the dog to where these minority groups, just a few people, are causing tremendous problems and stuff. And we are catering to everything. The individual has become king. You know, when we built our building, I forgot exactly how much expense was added to our building costs by the Disabilities Act. But they made us put in urinals that were for disabled people and do all of these things and ramps and all of this stuff, which, you know what, I'm not against people that are disabled, and we would have accommodated and helped them, but some of their restrictions are so silly. It probably cost us $500,000 or more dollars extra and all of these things because we have gotten a few people that are costing everybody, and it's dictate. And some people think, well, but you know, I've got rights. You don't have the rights to make the rest of society bow to you. The world is not meant to revolve around you. You know, JFK, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, had some good things to say, and one of them was, don't ask what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. A selfless attitude. And he may have been a speechwriter, but I'm saying that was a great... It may have been a speechwriter who came up with that, but that was a great line. I don't know if he meant it or not. But, you know, it's a great attitude. And yet, we have just revolved to where now everybody owes me something. And there are people today that will sit there and sue McDonald's over coffee spilled in their lap, which they were stupid enough to take the lid off and put it between their legs and drive off. And when it spills on them, they sue McDonald's. How dumb can you get and still breathe? And feel like, well, they're a big corporation, and so therefore I can take... You know what? All of this selfishness. People are saying, but man, I'm claiming insurance and I'm claiming unemployment and I'm claiming this and I'm claiming that. I mean, it's these freebies. I deserve it. It's my, you know what? Somebody's paying for that. You and me. All of the people that are working are paying for all of the people that are abusing the system and stuff. And those companies, the insurance company, isn't going to lose money. You know what they do? They just increase the premiums on everybody else. And everybody pays for your selfishness. That usually goes over about like that. But you know why? You know why people don't like this? Because, well, I don't care what it costs everybody else. What about me? That's the reason that you're depressed and miserable and bitter and angry. I wished I had time tonight to preach on that self-centeredness, the root of all grief. Some people don't understand this, but it's not what people have done to you that makes you angry. It's what's on the inside. And if you are addicted to self, it's worse than any drug addiction, sexual addiction, or anything. You cannot satisfy self. Self can never be satisfied. To prove it, there are some of you that thought that if you just got a bigger house, a bigger car, a new mate, more clothes, more jewelry, better job, you'd be satisfied. And now you've got it, and you aren't satisfied. It's impossible to satisfy self. It's like a drug addiction. The only way to get delivered is to come off of it cold turkey, to die to yourself, to realize that there's other things more important than you. It is not about you. And you know, the amazing thing is, some people think, well, man, that's just terrible. I deny myself, put other people first. Nothing will ever happen for me. It's just the opposite. When you put God first and other people first, God somehow or another, you get a satisfaction out of that. You know, it says over in, I believe it's Acts 13, where it quoted Jesus, and he says, you need to remember the words of our Lord, how he said it's more blessed to give than to receive. People have heard that. All of us have heard that, but hardly anybody believes it. Most of us would a lot rather receive than give. But you know, it really is the truth that when you start giving, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. It is more fulfilling, more satisfying. You will find more joy when you start denying yourself and putting other people first. You'll be happier than you've ever been in your life. You will be more fulfilled. Things will work better for you because this is the way that God is. And God is the one that established the rules of the kingdom. And when you get into the same heart that God is in and start putting other people first and denying yourself, you just rise to the top. I don't know how it happens, but God promotes you. Things work better accidentally than they ever did on purpose before. But when you are self-serving and self-promoting, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, I believe it's around verse 6, somewhere in there, it says, God resists the proud.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to live through perilous times. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM232 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to join us on the web. We have a website that I believe is second to none. There's a lot of really good things on there. There's hundreds of my teachings that are there for free downloads. You can get all of our television programs on this topic about Don't Limit God there. We have over 2,000 of my television programs that are there that you can view online. I have more than that, maybe 5,000 or 6,000 of my radio programs. We've got books. We've got a lot of things. It's just a tremendous resource. And I get comments from people constantly that say it's just changing their life just being on the website. Check it out today.